in a fenced-off field covered with thin netting near the city of Kumasi in rural Ghana is a crop that's causing much controversy. What's being grown here is genetically modified rice, which has been specifically engineered to use less fertilizer and tolerate salt, which supporters say can improve the yield by at least 30%, and may hold the answers to combating hunger, vitamin deficiency, and crop disease.
Once we explain what the technology can do, what the crop variety can do, the farmers want it right away. We tell them that no, we have to do a lot of testing, there are regulatory issues involved, we have to make sure that we do a lot of testing and convince the regulatory officials that the thing is hasn't got the kind of concerns people are raising before we release it.
But opinion on GM crops is divided across Africa. Burkina Faso, Egypt, Sudan and South Africa all have fully commercialized operations. Uganda, Cameroon and Malawi are also conducting field trials, but the likes of Zambia and Angola have imposed restrictions. Some opponents question the safety of food produced from the crops and say that it's almost impossible to stop them spreading outside their designated fields. Others cite a problem with the ownership of the seeds themselves. Traditionally, farmers save seeds for replanting in the next season, but GM seeds remain the intellectual property of the multinational agribusinesses that develop the technology, so farmers have to buy them.
Our farmers have been to rely solely on the seeds that have to be imported from these agribusinesses, Monsanto, Syngenta, and the rest of them, for the farmers to grow in Ghana. It's also not acceptable because it undercuts the sovereignty of Ghanaians.
2 years ago, Ghana passed its Biosafety Act, which is designed to oversee the issue of GM crops in the country. At a recent celebration for UN Food Day at Ghana's parliament, the Deputy Minister of Agriculture strenuously denied accusations that the move towards GM crops is being rushed.
That is totally unfounded, because all these acts and regulations that are being put in place with respect to GM technology are acts that are to ensure that we are not bounced into an area of technology that we do not understand.
Ghana's biggest export crop is cocoa, and while there are no plans yet to introduce GM into the country, the confectionery giant Mars is funding research to create strains of cocoa that it claims will have health benefits and be resistant to pests and diseases. And while some cocoa farmers in Ghana are skeptical, others are keen to try them out.
When I heard of GM crops system, I was very happy. I know it's now coming to the system. I know it's going to help the cocoa to improve, to yield more so that it can bear more fruits.
The likelihood of genetically modified cocoa being introduced into Ghana in the near future is pretty slight. But opponents and supporters of GM crops will continue to clash both here and throughout Africa. And the outcome, either way, may define the future of agriculture on this continent.